Too many people hear the word Kansas and think of this.
In The Wizard of Oz, scenes of Kansas are in black and white. In real life, people apparently imagine just a big flat rectangle, and rankings of the most beautiful states put Kansas last. One particular ranking by Thrillist did so. Kansas was last, which is why Kanala Phillips, a reporter at the Kansas City Star, said, "Wait, that's unfair to Kansas."
It's understated and diverse, and if you don't really have a reason to stick around and really breathe and take in all of the beauty, you might miss it.
Hey, Phillips is right. I drove across Kansas a few years ago for NPR, discovered enormous grasslands and hills, but that's just my opinion. Phillips is a reporter who wanted facts, so she asked readers to prove the beauty of Kansas with photos.
And they did. One shows the stark beauty of Monument Rocks, another shows flowers outside the state capitol, another highway leading off into the distance in the Flint Hills. Daniela Moreno supports this.
I think Kansas is one of those states that people oftentimes don't even consider.
Then you moved to Kansas for college and stayed.
Sure, yeah, you don't have as many other mountains or you don't have a lot of rivers, but you have these immense and vast fields that just look like infinity.
Which Kevin Muhammad knows because he grew up in northeast Kansas.
You have a lot of things that are left untouched. And when it's been untouched and kind of like less traveled, you see a lot of nature at its finest. It's almost like you kind of like travel back in time, so to speak. It's like a time capsule.
And there's one more thing.
Something else that I really love about Kansas is its people. People are very, very welcoming, very friendly.
I think you really have to live there to really appreciate what Kansas has to offer.
Photos meant to prove their points can be found at kansascity.com.